This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And, you know, what better person to really talk about this with than our next guest, Brian Billick.
And he's probably wondering why you think he's the perfect guy to talk about it.
NFL Network analyst Brian Billick joins us. Brian, how you doing today? Thanks for joining the show.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I'm a little interested in why I'm the perfect guy as well. I'm with you on that.
Only because you've been on that field before. You know how the intensity is from time to time. What was your thoughts as you watched that thing unfold last night?
It was regrettable. It really was, particularly when the game was in the state that it was. I mean, it was done. And to let the emotions get the better of you, it's unexcusable. And you can tell even by the reaction of the other Browns players. They want to support Myles Garrett, and yes, it is an emotional game. But you can't let that overcome you the way it did. And it's going to cost them big time.
Brian, you coached one of the greatest linebackers in the history of the game. And it's for my money, a guy who brought it as hard as anybody ever has brought it to the game, Ray Lewis in Baltimore. And Tony and I were talking, like, how does this not happen more often in the NFL? How do guys beat the heck out of each other for 3 hours and not lose their cool more often? Because that is almost partly the amazing thing to me.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right, and because it is so emotional and it is so competitive. But it's amazing. You're right. Even in the most heated of rivalries, and of course, Baltimore and Pittsburgh was maybe one of the most intense physical rivalries that exist in the NFL. And trash talking during the week and during the game, it's back and forth. But then you watch immediately after the game's over, you watch these guys come together, give each other a hug, kneel down and pray together. It is amazing that they can make that transition, which makes what happened with Myles Garrett even that much more regrettable.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's switch topics a little bit. Talk about the Ravens. What are your thoughts on this Ravens team? It's a little different from the team you won a Super Bowl with, but nevertheless, it's an exciting team to watch.
It is, and Lamar Jackson, what a dynamic player, and like nothing we've ever seen before. I saw this the other day. How about this? In his first 14 or 15 games. But in Lamar Jackson's first 14 games, he's run for more yards than LaDainian Tomlinson. He's completed more passes than Tom Brady. He's got a better completion percentage than Drew Brees. Now, that's pretty spectacular. And what this guy does is we've just never seen it before. The question becomes, as everybody is asking, is can you expose your quarterback to better than 220, 230 hits during the course of the season and get through the entire season? If he can, and right now he obviously shows a real ability to kind of avoid the big hit, kind of protect himself. And the good thing is it's not like he's looking to run.
Right.
He wants to throw the ball down the field. But obviously on a called run or when the opportunity presents itself, he'll go ahead and pull it down. And if he can stay healthy, wow, the numbers he's put together are spectacular.
Brian Billick from the NFL Network, former Super Bowl winning coach, obviously the Baltimore Ravens. But we also like to remind people around here that he coached at San Diego
State
in the day. Hey, Brian, you know, to me, you were one of the original coaches as an offensive coordinator who worked with a running quarterback because you had that great Minnesota Viking team that went 15-1 with Randall Cunningham. And I'm just curious if what you coached then, how amazingly well would it work now with guys like Lamar Jackson, guys like Deshaun Watson, guys like Kyler Murray coming into the league? And I mean, these players, all these quarterbacks are better athletes than they've ever been before.
Yeah, and it's an interesting transition to see if indeed whether that style of play, again, as we said, you know, and everybody in the league's going to go, okay, great, yeah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go do what Baltimore did. Well, yeah, go find you another Lamar Jackson.
Not like that
walking around, right? And when I had Randall Cunningham, the interesting thing was Randall, of course, was a spectacular athlete, a spectacular runner. But he was at the point in his career where he really, really wanted to prove that he could be a pocket quarterback. And it was amazing to watch because halfway, you know, it wasn't until halfway through the season, you know, people were spying, doing the things you normally do against an athletic quarterback. And it wasn't until about halfway through the season that people finally figured out, okay, this guy's not going to run.
Yeah.
So then, and we were throwing the ball so well, they got so passive, we actually had to tell Randall at some point, you know, if you want to pull the ball down and run occasionally, that's okay too.
Brian, what kind of, you mentioned Lamar Jackson and trying to keep him from sustaining those big hits. What type of issues are presented as you get deeper into the playoffs, keeping him from getting those big hits? Because it seems like when teams are able to focus in on an offense, they tend to be better prepared. What kind of issues pop up late as you get deeper into the playoffs when you have a running quarterback like Lamar Jackson?
Well, the fact that you're playing better teams, likely, and that's the big thing. Because here's the hard thing, and he seems to know how to protect himself and kind of glide through and spin out a hit and get to this side or that side. But it's the hits you don't see, right? He's got the perfect mentor in RG3, who is their backup. And if you remember what a spectacular first year he had, not quite at the level Lamar Jackson was doing running the ball, but spectacular first year. And then in the second year, coincidentally enough, against the Baltimore Ravens and Haloti Ngata, that got a hit on Lamar Jackson, completely legal, but he didn't see it coming. And obviously changed the trajectory for his career and where he's at. So that's the thing with Lamar. And you know what? The Ravens deserve a lot of credit because they're all in. They know that. They know there's the vulnerability. But it's, look, this is what this guy does. We're going to ride it for as long as it holds up. And we're not going to worry about it. We're not going to play afraid. So, you know, if he's going to carry the ball better than 200 times, so be it.
Brian Billick joins us on the NFL from the NFL Network. Real quick, Brian, before we let you go, and thanks so much for the time. Great talking football with you. We're talking about great quarterbacks, and I just want to – he's talking about guys not getting injured. And Tom Brady keeps talking about he might play another 4 or 5 years, 44, 45. I mean, he's 42 now. But talking about a way – somehow managing to avoid ever getting hit and being able to play at this stage and at the level that he plays at – what do you think of when you watch Tom Brady in action at this point in his career? Because I mean, you've been around some of the great ones, but you've never been around a great one at this age.
Yeah, no, nobody has. I mean,
right,
and that's
right.
The thing. You think about it with Tom Brady and the way he's being able to, one, obviously his training regimen, everything about him is just so spectacular. I think back, because, you know, I was in the league when Tom Brady came into the league. And you go back, and I remember Tom Brady. You talk about a less assuming, you know, we get these big giant books on all the players where they stay, you know, they get their physicals and you have all these pictures of them. And if you go back and you look at the pictures of Tom Brady and they're there in shorts, you know, and you're going, this guy not only does not belong in the NFL, he probably should be in a hospital because this is the scrawniest looking dude. You know, you're thinking how, you know, and but so obviously his training regimen is like none other in terms of what he's developed. But the thing that jumps out at you about Tom Brady and how he's able to take care of himself is he has such incredible institutional knowledge of the game. What on a football field has Tom Brady not seen? So he can, the speed with which he can read a defense, size up a situation, realize he's vulnerable and going, okay, this isn't going to happen. You know, so I'll dump the ball off or I'll take a sack, I'll throw the ball away. He's not going to sit there and hold on to the ball waiting for something to happen that he knows isn't going to happen. And when he sees a certain defense and he knows he's got the right player in the right place, he gets the ball to him so instantaneously, it's hard to get to him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I got one more for you, Brian, before we let you get out here. We certainly appreciate your time. Colin Kaepernick seems like this workout kind of came out of the blue. And he's going to get an opportunity. It seems like there's going to be 24, 22 teams that show up for the workout. What's your take on the fact that, you know, usually on Saturdays, GMs and head coaches are headed to their particular games?
Well, it's great that he's going to get the opportunity. My inclination is that the league basically said, okay, we're going to make this happen just to take it the next step so that no one can accuse us of trying to shut a player out. And I'm betting under, you know, back channels, the league basically told every team, look, y'all better be there. I don't care who you send,
right?
But somebody better be there, okay? And frankly, I don't know that it'll happen this year, but, you know, just talking about a Lamar Jackson, certainly he's not quite that level, but he has some similar attributes that you could look at a team. You could maybe very well see a team go, you know what, maybe we'll go down that path. Maybe we'll put an offense together that will allow him to use, and obviously he's got some great skills in that regard, and maybe we'll wrap, because that's, at the end of the day, the key is, and you have to give the Ravens credit for it, it's not just using Lamar Jackson and saying, okay, we're going to take a chance on a guy. They were all in.
Yeah, they were.
And everything they do is wrapped around that. So if you go with a Colin Kaepernick, or you draft one of these young college quarterbacks that has similar, you know, maybe not as accomplished in the pocket, but has great athletic skill, if you're going to get out of it what the Ravens got out of it, then you're going to have to go all in and wrap everything about your offense about it.
Ryan, that's great stuff. Real quick, are you going to get to watch the Aztecs tonight on television?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. They're doing pretty good, aren't they? Fun,
yeah,
to watch
7-2.
Rocky Long's doing with the Aztecs. How about that?
Doing all right.
You know, I'm on the East Coast, so it gets a little tougher because it gets a little late.
Oh, my goodness.
The
Aztecs, the games come on at midnight.
yeah. But right. I'm happy to see them doing so well.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much for the time. We loved it.
All right, guys. Sounds
Take
great.
Care, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.